Psalm 37, Part 2, Preface. God has nowhere promised that His Christians should become rich in this world, to be clothed in purple and fine linen, and to fare sumptuously every day. But He did promise that the righteous shall have daily bread. For so the Lord spake in the Sermon on the Mount, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Those who above all other things seek the kingdom of God shall not lack food and raiment. To this experience bears ample testimony, as David here says, "I have been young and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread." This we must not construe, as froward infidels would, as excluding the possibility of a righteous man ever being brought to the necessity of begging, for David himself begged bread when fleeing from Saul, and Lazarus lay at the door of Dives waiting for the fragments which fell from the rich man's table. But when David was grown old and had seen much of the world, he laid down this general rule: the righteous is never forsaken of God, and his seed will be blessed and need not go begging. And even though it does occur that a righteous man must knock as a mendicant at the door of the unrighteous, yet even then he is not forsaken of God. Pray and labor every day, and God will give always, is a truth taught in the second part of the 37th Psalm. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. I have been young, and now am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lends, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loves judgment, and forsakes not his saints. They are preserved forever. But the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land, and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaks wisdom, and his tongue talks of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. The wicked watches the righteous and seeks to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord, and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. I have seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together, the end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord, he is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they trust in him. Summary. This text teaches that earthly riches and honors and prosperity without the fear of God are vain, for they bring no true satisfaction to the heart. They easily lead to pride and often occasion a sudden downfall, because God resists the proud. The way of the wicked is self-chosen. It leads over slippery places and ends at a precipice, or is lost in bogs and the dismal gloom of swamps. In the pride of his heart, Haman aspired to destroy the whole nation of God's chosen people in one day. But he was hanged on the gallows, which he himself had prepared. But the steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord, and though the way which the Lord chooses for him lead through the fire of trials and the waters of affliction, yet the end is glory. Joseph was sold into slavery, and in after years his brothers found him ruler over Egypt. Lazarus died, and his soul was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. Pursue not in self-chosen ways after the riches and honors of this world. Let the Lord order your steps, and trusting his wisdom and mercy, say, Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Prayer. Lord, as thou wilt, deal thou with me. No other wish I cherish. In life and death I cling to thee. O Lord, let me not perish. Let but thy grace ne'er from me part, else as thou wilt, grant patient heart. Thy will the best is ever. Amen.